This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country has become the first in the world to formally approve a new COVID-19 vaccine. President Putin announced the development during a meeting with his government ministers today that was carried live on state television. The White House responded this morning. This is senior advisor Kellyanne Conway.
It doesn't seem, based on these reports out of Russia, that they are in that type of phase where you are actually doing the clinical trials, the human trials. I'll let Russia clarify that. But even Dr. Anthony Fauci earlier this month, when he was testifying under oath before Congress, did note when asked a similar question that if China and Russia are in the vaccine development and the vaccine distribution, he certainly would hope that they are first testing it the way we would be doing under our FDA regulation. So obviously,
the Russian authorities have said that medical workers, teachers, and other risk groups will be the first to be inoculated. Belarusian opposition leader Svyatlana Tsihanoukskaya has her children in neighboring Lithuania after two nights of clashes following the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. Joe Davies has this report from Associated Press.
Belarusian opposition leader Svetlana Tikhanouskaya has left the country after two nights of violent clashes following the contested re-election of President Alexander Lukashenko. She's joined her children in neighbouring Lithuania, where they moved during campaigning. In a YouTube video on Tuesday, she denied being forced out, contradicting comments from her own campaign team. I made a very difficult decision, she said. It's a decision I made absolutely independently. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the election was, quote, not free and fair.
Joe Davies reporting. This is VOA News.